Perhaps as many as 1,000 packed the Salem United Methodist Church in Harlem to witness the debate. The pro-Obama camp counted City College professor Leonard Jeffries in their numbers. As many black nationalists, he sees Obama's election as a crack in the wall of European domination.
He's not going to be a messiah. He's not going to change this system, but at least he will be in a position so the worst manifestations of the system can be neutralized and that we can try to carry out the programs of African renewal that is in our hearts and in our mind.
Brooklyn Councilman Charles Barron believes that the energy demonstrated in the recent elections will translate into more political gains and grassroots renewal in the black community.
East New York is going to be a liberation zone. We got the city council, we got the assembly seat, we're going to get the congressional seat next. So when you come to East New York, you're going to see parks renovated. You're going to see sidewalks smooth. You're going to see schools that work. You're going to see police in check. You're going to come to East New York and see youth programs. That's the only thing that matters, because it doesn't matter what he does in the White House.
For those who oppose Obama, Hunter College professor Marimba Ani, a leading Pan-Africanist, said Obama represents a hidden danger.
Obama has said that he is biracial. He has said that he is a mutt. No black America? If we accept this, then we disappear as a political entity. We are existing in a reality that is beyond black and white, beyond race, that there's no more racism. This person does not represent us.
But perhaps worse, said Glenn Ford, executive director of the Black Agenda Report. Many of Obama's recent cabinet choices show his allegiance to the same wealthy elites which have long opposed black community interests.
Nobody forced Barack Obama to put together an administration that even the New York Times has described as center-right. Nobody forced Barack Obama to elevate as UN ambassador Susan Rice, a fanatical advocate of so-called humanitarian military intervention, who wholeheartedly supports George Bush's war against Somalia.
Adelaide Sanford, a career educator and former vice chancellor of the New York State Board of Regents, summarized that African Americans have overcome great adversity and have now reached a moment of great hope in their history.
There are those of us who have studied this system, who have studied world history, who understand the great economic plague and where it came from and why it came. We will not go back to what we have been, but we will rise up as a new, informed, intelligent people who say, I may not agree with you, but I love you, and let's work it out. Let's work it out.
For the WBAI Sunday News in Harlem, New York, this is Fred Nguyen.